When President Franklin Delano Roosevelt took office in the midst of the Great Depression, he was facing record unemployment and a host of environmental problems. Sound familiar? In response, FDR established the Civilian Conservation Corps. He introduced the idea to the nation in his second fireside chat broadcast by radio across the country on May 7th, 1933.
We are killing two birds with one stone.
He went on to say, we are clearly enhancing the value of our natural resources, and second, we are relieving an appreciable amount of actual distress. Over 3 million young men served in the CCC over its 9-year history, and collectively they are responsible for creating thousands of parks and replanting forests across the country. FDR called it his tree army. Now there are calls for a modern version of the program to solve some of the same problems. The Allegheny Front's Andy Kubis has the story.
Roosevelt's Civilian Conservation Corps was part of his New Deal, and it had two goals: save the environment and get people back to work.
Depression was terrible. Terrible, terrible.
John Livingood grew up in Somerset, Pennsylvania. He joined the CCC when he was 18 and worked at the camp that would become Laurel Hill State Park in southwestern Pennsylvania. Livingood died in 2015, but his memories were recorded by park staff in 2005.
This was all opportunities as far as we were concerned, especially me. It was my first opportunity to make a big step in life. And every one of us Civilian Conservation Corps men were very proud of our work. We knew it was here to stay.
As part of Roosevelt's tree army, Livingood was issued work gloves and two uniforms. He worked 8 hours a day and was paid $30 a month to plant trees, cut miles of trails, and help build the dam on a lake that was another CCC project.
So here we are at Cooser Lake. It was originally built by the CCC as an earth and log lake.
Ashley Berry is standing on the beach looking out over the 4 acres of water, now covered in leaves. She's an environmental educator here at the Laurel Hill State Park Complex.
When the CCC had constructed it, it was primarily used for fishing and swimming. They had also constructed a road that wraps the entire way around the lake, which we can still see today.
Barry says swimming is no longer allowed here because of algae, but it's a perfect picnic spot. It wasn't so picturesque when the first CCC boys arrived on June 10th, 1933.
This land was completely barren. There were no trees, there was no lake, maybe a trickle of a stream running through here, but really it was just a wasteland, nothing like what we experience today.
In the late 1800s and early 1900s, logging and mining companies swept through this area, clear-cutting most of the land. The CCC boys were sent in to reforest the whole area.
They planted trees and shrubs. They did a lot of soil erosion work and fire control, flood control, things like that. They really worked to restore the natural resources that had been so severely depleted. And nationwide, they employed 3 million men and planted over 3 billion trees.
Well, that's a lot of trees.
That's a lot of trees. They were actually responsible for more than 50% of the reforestation across the country.
The men also built the iconic CCC cabins, known for their simple but sturdy construction, using rough-hewn timber and stones they collected nearby. You can still stay in them today. The value of the work completed by the CCC nationwide is estimated at $8 billion. During the Civilian Conservation Corps era from 1933 to 1942, close to 200,000 Pennsylvanians served in camps nationwide. Now some congressional Democrats are talking about a resurgence of the program to tackle both unemployment and environmental issues. Senator Bob Casey of Pennsylvania is one of them.
I think it's not only a great idea, it's an idea whose time has come. Frankly, it's an idea whose urgency is upon us, maybe even without the pandemic, but ever more so in the aftermath of the pandemic.
Senator Casey is currently drafting legislation for a 21st century Civilian Conservation Corps that he's planning to introduce soon. On a recent Zoom call with partner organizations, he spoke about the three major crises facing the country right now: unemployment, the economy, and the climate. Casey thinks there is potential for bipartisan support and says the time is right for federal action.
I can hear the howls from some in Washington saying, oh my goodness, you mean you're going to use federal dollars to hire people? And I say, damn right, got to do it. There's no way we can wait for some package of incentives to, you know, kickstart a full, robust recovery.
In Pennsylvania, there have been other programs modeled after the CCC. But what Casey is proposing is much more ambitious. In addition to conservation work, his proposal would provide CCC labor to help farmers adopt regenerative agriculture practices, which improve soil and increase resilience to climate change. And unlike the original program, which was segregated, the new version would be open to people of all ages and backgrounds, and workers would get a living wage. A new report from Reimagine Appalachia, a coalition of groups working on sustainable development, shows that reviving the Civilian Conservation Corps could create nearly 100,000 jobs in Ohio and Pennsylvania alone and absorb up to 20% of regional carbon emissions by planting trees and teaching new farming techniques.
This pandemic has pushed people into the outdoors in ways that we've never seen before.
Jacqueline Bonomo is the CEO of Penn Future, a statewide environmental group that's part of the coalition. She points out that visits to Pennsylvania's parks increased by more than 7 million since the pandemic started, but the increase to use has taken a toll.
These places have already been saddled with a $1 billion maintenance and infrastructure backlog. And so it's really important that these past investments be protected.
Bonomo says a reimagined CCC could put people back to work addressing any number of infrastructure and maintenance problems, like improving water quality. A modern-day CCC could help by planting buffers along streams and removing invasive species.
Does that fireplace still work?
Back at Coosa State Park, Ashley Berry has a wish list of projects a new tree army could work on. All the extra visitors since the pandemic began have worn down the trails and damaged new growth. She stops at the Mighty Oak Pavilion, built by the CCC boys 87 years ago.
Look at that. It is absolutely gorgeous.
The Stone and Wood Pavilion is nestled back in the woods, just off of the Tree Army Trail. It blends in perfectly with the natural setting. It's supported by what looks like whole tree trunks. Berry says it's hard to believe it was made with simple tools and materials found nearby.
For some boys who had so very little, they truly did so very much for us. We can see that in all of our state parks across Pennsylvania, the legacy that they left behind, and I hope that we continue to cherish that.
Berry says they're expecting a lot of visitors this winter for snowshoeing and cross-country skiing, and she hopes they will follow the example of stewardship begun by the CCC boys decades ago by respecting and caring for the park. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Andy Kubis.